Hello everyone and welcome to Traction Tech News podcast number 10. My name is Ankush Sehgal, your host for this one-stop podcast which is updated with all the marketing, design, development and business news that may impact your business or profession if anywhere. Starting with today's news number 1, Ultimate Member WordPress plugin issued a patch for 3 critical errors and server exploits that grant attackers to total control of a site. Just in case you don't know this plugin, Ultimate Member WordPress plugin is a form of community building plugin that allows WordPress publishers to allow readers to become members who can receive various levels of access as well as interact with each other socially. It is a solution that can also be used to restrict access to the content of a registered user so that if only a registered user will get the access to the content and has various level of membership privileges like publishing to the site. Basically allowing your WordPress that login register functionality. This vulnerability is considered very critical as it makes it possible for originally unauthenticated users to easily escalate their privileges to those of an administrator. For example, if someone is registered with a site as a subscriber, they can do things like read articles and comment on them, right? Well, if you exploit this issue, you will be able to escalate your privileges to an admin and then you'll be able to remove and add stuff on the website, which is very risky, right? So I strongly suggest updating this plugin ASAP to ensure your website is safe. For the hashtag news of the day, we have Google announcing that Core Web Vitals will become ranking signals in May 2021 in an update that will also be combining existing UX-related signals. Core Web Vitals were introduced earlier this year and are designed to measure how users experience the speed, responsiveness, and visual stability of a page. Specifically, these are defined as Core Web Vitals, largest contentful paint, the time it takes for a page's main content to load, an ideal LCP measurement is 2.5 seconds or faster, first input delay, the time it takes for a page to become interactive, an ideal measurement is less than 100 milliseconds, cumulative layout shift, the amount of unexpected layout shift of visual page content, an ideal measurement is less than 0.1. By the way, cumulative layout shift also means that you cannot give jerks to the user. Like when a user is expecting something, it should go like that. It should not have some unexpected layout shifts throughout the page so that the user experience is flawless. All right. Google also said that these user experience metrics will keep on evolving as the users demand better experience from the website they are visiting. So expect Google rolling out other UX factors too and ways to figure out if UX is good or not. On top of this, Google may add labels in search results that indicate which results provide a good page experience. Now this is really interesting. Google is currently working on visual indicators to identify pages that have met all the page experiences criteria listed in the sections above. Who knows, Google might launch these indicators with the Core Web Vital update of May 2021, so make sure that you are prepared for it. Moving to #3 news of the day, we have Spotify acquiring Megaphones, a leading podcast advertising and publishing platform, in an effort to expand advertising options for podcasters. According to Spotify's earnings report of Q3, podcast advertising revenue is up nearly 100% year over year. The acquisition of Megaphone allows Spotify to offer podcast publishers more ways to earn money from their content. This includes the opportunity to easily opt in to have content monetized, matching listeners with even greater demand of advertisers. Megaphone also offers a suite of podcast publishing and analytics tools, which Spotify creators will get access to as well. In return, Spotify will be making its own advertising solution, streaming ad insertion, available to a third party for the first time. When Spotify and Megaphone come together, podcast publishers will be able to utilize streaming ad insertion to sell advertising shots using a model based on confirmed ad impression. By the way, streaming ad insertion brings data-driven advertising to podcasting for the first time. Just in case you don't know, podcasts traditionally have been downloaded via RSS feeds, which makes it impossible to insert ads dynamically or even track if the ad was heard all the way through. The switch from downloading to streaming will now allow podcast advertising to move beyond those constraints. For Hash 4, we have Google Webmaster, which is changing its name to Google Search Central and revamping the branding with a new mascot of Googlebot with a spider. Why are they rebranding Google Webmasters? Well, according to Google, and I testify, nobody calls himself a webmaster specialist anymore. People prefer calling themselves search engine optimizers, online marketers, web developers, or bloggers now. Well, I feel that it's a weird reason to do the rebranding of Google Webmaster tool, but what can you say? It's Google, and probably people at Google just got bored of that name. Coming to Hash 5, we have Google again telling search ad spending is seeing an estimated 5.9% growth in 2020, according to a new forecast from eMarketer. As the year goes on, it turns out search ad spending is picking up in other markets. Namely, the pace of consumer e-commerce spending is staying steadier than expected. Retail sales are shifting to digital channel, which is driving more search advertising by digital merchants. Well, I definitely wasn't expecting this. I thought that search earnings would drop, and considering a couple of decisions Google has been making these days, like making photo uploads as a paid service after 15 gigabytes cloud storage you get on Google Drive from coming June, I honestly thought that Google needed funds. Well, anyways, for the Hash 6 news and final news of the day, we have Snapchat adding more courses to its marketer education platform, which offers free certification for different types of direct response advertising. A series of courses housed under the umbrella Snap Connect allows marketers to learn directly from Snapchat advertising experts. Marketers can learn how to use Snapchat's direct response advertising tool to achieve the following objectives: drive customers to an e-commerce app or website. Second is promote an app and get more installs. Third is drive awareness and installs for a mobile game. If you have heard past couple of tech news, you already know that Snapchat means business these days, and from Facebook making messes on their advertising platform, Snapchat has grown considerably in ad revenue as marketers are looking for alternate sources of traffic. With today's news, even I would suggest marketers to go and do the course. I will do it myself, and once done, will share my reviews on upcoming tech news for sure. With that, if you like today's Traction Tech News by me, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, and whichever channel you're hearing this podcast on. Show me your appreciation by smashing that like button on YouTube. And even if you didn't like it much, do share your feedback in the comment section below, as I would love to know your recommendations and thoughts of how you felt. Do share with your friends and family to help them stay updated with the industry. This is your host, Ankush Sehgal, signing out.